Hi, Park Howell here, and I'm so glad you're here with me today. We are in the Business of Story podcast studio, but instead of recording an episode, I am creating this video to teach you about the and but therefore, the ABT Agile Narrative Framework. It is the most powerful storytelling framework I know. It only uses three words, and but therefore. And it's something in my 35 plus years of advertising, branding, and marketing that I wish I had known when I started. In fact, I wish I had known about this in the third grade. So that's why I'm so pleased to teach you about it today in this short video. Let's jump right on in. So welcome to the ABTs of Agile Communications for Speed to Meaning. This first video is all about ABT 101. Now, here at the Business of Story, we are known for how we teach and coach on the applied science and bewitchery of storytelling. In this case, the applied science is the algorithm of the and, but, therefore, and when you use it, how you will be able to bewitch your audience. I mean, it's almost scary how powerful it is. We've been able to do this with a lot of iconic brands over the years, teaching their teams about storytelling. And quite often, we take them through our entire approach that leads them up to the 10 steps of the story cycle system for presentation and long-form communications. But that's a little bit complicated coming right out of the chute here. So we often lead up to that then with how to tell a short story for big impact using the five primal elements of a story. And this is a story that you can tell in under 1 minute to make your business point for you, because everyone can argue with your data, charts, graphs, opinions, and assertions, but they can't argue with a true story well told. And where do you tell them? Well, we also teach these four moments where stories are so impactful. A moment of connection where you're building trust with that person sitting across from you. A moment of insight where you are showing them where things are changing and they may need to work with you to get through that change. Moments of influence when they have an anti-story that they're telling themselves about you and your product or service, why they couldn't possibly buy into it and invoke this change you're hoping them for. You need to have a better story to overcome that anti-story. And then finally, that story of success, or that moment of success, which is a customer testimonial told from your audience's point of view. But that's not what we're talking about today. Today is all about the ABTs, the and, but, therefore, Agile Narrative Framework that uses the three forces of story to hack through the noise and hook the hearts of your customers. Let me show you how. So I created an ABT for this course. Here's how it goes. As a leader, you want to connect deeply with your audiences, and if you use storytelling, then you will excite them to action. But most executives don't engage as they might because storytelling is hard in our noisy, logic-driven world. Therefore, immediately hook into your prospect's primal brain, where all of their real buying decisions are being made, with the agility of the ABT narrative framework. Why is it important now? More important than ever? Because, well, you and I live in the land of abundance, and our prospects and our customers and our audiences have abundant choices on who to buy from, who to work with, who to buy into. Add to that the noisy online world that has created this cacophony of communication, which makes it harder to stand out both online and offline than ever before. But while we've been able to create this amazing technology that compounds at the rate of Moore's Law, which, by the way, compounds the amount of communication at the rate of Moore's Law, you and I and all of our audiences are still walking around with this fundamental monkey brain, the same limbic system that our ancestors used to navigate and survive the savannah is essentially the same limbic system that you and I and our audiences are using to navigate and survive this onslaught of communication. This is where the applied science of storytelling comes in. Because look at, our brain makes up 2% of our body mass, but it consumes 20% of our energy, of our calories, and is primarily consuming that energy in a fight or flight mode based in our limbic brain. It has one goal, the survival of our being. And if we just load it with a bunch of stats, facts, charts, and graphs, and data, we confuse it. Because what it really wants is to have all that information placed in the context of a story that fires up the theater of the mind so that they can picture what you're talking about. They can feel it and live vicariously through the stories you're telling so that you become unbelievably memorable. And more important, you trigger their will to act. And this is where the three forces of story come in and why the ABT is so powerful. It plays off of these three forces, which are agreement, contradiction, and consequence, which feeds this primal limbic pattern-seeking, cause and effect, decision-making, buying brain. So when you use the ABT, you become irresistible to that subconscious brain and your audience sitting across from you. That's where the bewitchery comes in. So how do you build one? Well, very simply, let's take a look at this. Number one, you want to start with that statement of agreement, a positive, affirming, shared vision statement. So you always want to begin with your audience. This is not about you or about what you make or offer. It's always about your audience and what's at stake for them. What do they want out of life and why is that important to them? But the problem then sets in. Why don't they have it? What is it that they have to overcome in order to get what they want? And of course, how are you then? They're the solution. How can you help them get what they want? Setup, problem, resolution, statement of agreement, statement of contradiction, triggers that limbic brain, leads into the therefore statement of consequence. Here's how you are there to help them. Now let's take a look at an ABT in the wild. So what I always do when I'm working with groups, in this case, it was Kinedine about a year ago, and it was a virtual training for, I don't know, 40 or 50 of their people. All I got to do is usually go to one of their landing pages, demonstrate how it currently reads, then show them what happens when you sort of rearrange that content using an ABT. So here you go. This is their flatbed trailer cargo securement landing page, and it reads, "We are the cargo control people, and we are here to help truckers and fleets alike get back control of their cargo. Give us a tie-down problem, and we'll give you the ideal solution to make the securement job a smooth and effortless process. From straps to winches to ropes to hooks, we have everything you need to help you securely tie down your important cargo." Blah, 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 blah. Well, they've got all the right information in there. They just have it in the wrong order. It is written from the brand's point of view, not the customer's point of view. That's what you want to do with your ABT. It's always about your audience or your customer and what they want out of life. So here's all I did. Here's a quick revision and see if it feels different to you. Your cargo is gold, and it's critical to ship it as safely as possible. That's our statement of agreement. But there are many potholes along the road to a successful delivery. Therefore, secure your valuable load with the straps, winches, ropes, and hooks from the cargo control people at Kinedine. I mean, can't you just feel the difference? And it's actually shorter. Using their same content, reordering it, here's the and, there's the but, and here's the therefore. By the way, you might be wondering about the color coding. We like to have that and statement of agreement be blue in your mind because it's blue is just a calming, wonderful, this is what we hope to get out of life color. Of course, the but contradiction is red because, uh-oh, danger, Will Robinson, we need to get through this. How are we going to get through it? And then, of course, the therefore is green because that's like a green light. Work with us and we can get you to where you want to be. Now, can't you just feel the power of the ABT? And all we did was just reorganize the content. They had all the right stuff there. We just put it in the order of and, but, therefore. It really, really works. Let's take a look at another ABT in the wild. This is from one of my customers called Trimble, which is a global SaaS provider for the heavy construction industry world. And they put this LinkedIn post out during Mental Health Awareness Month. And it's got a really great story to it. And here you go. "To honor our employees around the world, on March 4th, Trimble staff have a mental health day to focus on their personal well-being. In order to serve our customers, we must take care of our people. And that starts with work-life balance." So we call this non-narrative because it's just kind of and. And that's not what you want. But if you use the ABT, then you're going to see the difference. Let me show you what that looks like reordered as an ABT. To serve our customers, we take care of our people, and that starts with a work-life balance. But life can feel chaotic for all of us right now. Therefore, on March 4th, Trimble staff around the world have a mental health day to focus on their personal well-being. Now, again, do you feel how this is not so much about Trimble, but it is directing it at their customers? They are trying to place their audience at the center of the story from their POV. So let me show you how the ABT has been working for them engagement-wise on LinkedIn. So I taught their team about the ABT in March, and they were doing LinkedIn posts in five different countries. And this was the basic engagement rate, which wasn't bad considering LinkedIn itself says if you get 2% engagement rate, you're doing all right. So, you know, they were pretty much well over that, which is terrific. So then they looked at their engagement rate for April after they reworded all of their LinkedIn posts with an ABT. And check this out. 6.7%. France went from 4.9 to 17.5. Amazing. Benelux, 2.6 to 8.5. Germany, 4.4 to 6.2%. On average, they had a 400% increase in the engagement of their LinkedIn posts simply by rewording them as ABTs. You can literally use ABTs everywhere. Here's a report that came out earlier this year from the Harris Poll called the State of Business Communication. And in it, they found that American businesses were losing $1.2 trillion annually due to miscommunication. And maybe even more granular and more powerful than that is these same companies were losing 1 day a week of productivity from each of their employees because of miscommunication. So when I looked at this, I started really studying agile communications, and I got into the report, and I noticed that actually in their executive summary, it's written as an and, but, therefore. So let's take a look at their executive summary. The silver lining of technological disruption was supposed to be that everything would get easier. All right, now they dive into their and, but, therefore. Seamlessly work from home or work from anywhere. Access secure documents from any network. Hire the best talent based anywhere in the world from wherever you are. That is their and statement of agreement. But here's the problem. But what if we don't realize any of those benefits because we can't communicate with each other effectively? And what if this ineffectiveness comes at the cost of $1.2 trillion every year? That's the annual loss U.S. businesses see from unsuccessful communications practices. Therefore, the Grammarly State of Business Communication Report seeks to answer a fundamental question. What is getting in the way of collaboration, productivity, so on and so forth? You see where I'm going here. But here, they put this together, and I got Abby Lunny from the Harris Poll to come on my podcast. In fact, here she is on show number 362. You can hear all about this report. But when I call it out to her that, did you even realize that you guys were writing this as an and, but therefore? She had no idea. Here's what she had to say about that.
Yeah, that's a great framework. And I would give kudos also to the Grammarly team. This was very much a group effort in terms of developing the report. But I love that. I think the idea, to me, the most interesting part is the but. I think we're always looking for research that sets up tension in a way that can kind of grab people and maybe surprise them. So I love that idea of kind of establishing a shared vision, demonstrating maybe an obstacle or a contradiction, and then showing how you could help them pave a path forward. I love it.
And I love how they're using, in fact, they use it throughout their whole report. I mean, check it out here. When you look at the pillars of information, written communications is a significant part of the workday. Here's the and why it's important to us. But here's what they studied in the report, but it's a significant obstacle to getting work done. Therefore, here are some of our findings. A couple weeks after Abby was on the show, I invited Dorian Stone, who's head of business at Grammarly, on the show, and we also had a chance to talk about this report and the importance of agile communications, and that's why I think the ABT is the most powerful agile narrative framework to help your message land right the first time in under 15 seconds. Doesn't get any more agile than that. Let me show you one more example, and then I'm going to turn this loose on you. or maybe turn you loose on it to start crafting your own ABTs. This was a cold outreach I got a few weeks ago from RingCentral, and this easily could have been an email as well, but let me just show you the difference in reordering it as an ABT if you want to be influential, persuasive, and have your message land right the first time from the point of view of your audience. What's in it for them? So Joseph writes, "Hi, my name is Joseph so-and-so, and I am Regional Vice President at RingCentral. We offer an enterprise-grade phone system that's easy for IT teams to deploy, manage across the globe, and enables teams to be more productive. Companies like SoFi, Medallia, and Carvana use our product to keep employees connected, all while maintaining industry-leading reliability and security. If you take a meeting with one of my team members, we'll send you a $100 gift card for your time." So now you know the ABT, it's not about you. It shouldn't be about RingCentral, and it's not even about what they make. It needs to be about the audience. And you see, this is just all about them. But watch what happens when we just simply revise it. "Hi, Park. Your phone system is critical to your success. And," which is implied there, "if it's easy for your IT team to manage across the globe, then your people will be more productive. Statement of agreement, all about me from my point of view, right? But here's the problem. Your phone system is clunky because you're shackled with old technology that hangs up productivity. Therefore," implied here, "help your people successfully answer opportunities to grow your business with RingCentral. We provide industry-leading reliability and security for such companies as SoFi, Medallia, and Carvana." So now we're talking about the mentor or guide here, RingCentral, who is going to help me get what I want. And we have a little social proof in here. And then the call to action: "I'm so sure you'll love our easy-to-deploy telephony that will give you a $100 gift card when you take a call from one of my team members. When is a good time for you?" So you can see how we completely flip this thing on its ear. They're talking to their audience from their audience perspective, what their audience wants and why it's important to them, but why they currently don't have it, that and what the world's going to look like when they do get it, and RingCentral is, quote unquote, the answer for them. So you see what we mean about the and, but, therefore, agreement, contradiction, consequence. Our primal, subconscious, limbic, decision-making brain loves this, and you can use an ABT on your prospects in under 15 seconds. Here's how you build one. And then I want you to build one. Send it to me if you like. And after you build this, by the way, you're going to go into the next video, which is ABT 201. It's going to take you a little bit deeper dive into the different cause and effect tools we use in there. And then, of course, you'll round it off with ABT 301 in the third video. But let's get you started right now. So the ABT build, we already identified. You've got your audience, what's at stake for them, what's the problem you're going to help them overcome, and how are you going to find that solution? So just start answering these questions as you write your ABT. Name your number one audience. Who is the individual you're going to be talking to? What do they want in relation to their job, their brand, their product, their service, or whatever? And why is it important to them? Paint that bright future of what tomorrow looks like so you have this shared vision with them, this statement of agreement to get them to say, not, you know, nodding, you understand and appreciate what I want. But why don't they have it? So that's the next big question. So here's the contradiction, right? So we have the statement of agreement, then the contradiction. Why don't they have it? You are now demonstrating empathy to them as understanding what they want, appreciating why they want it, and empathizing with why they don't have it. Therefore, how are you uniquely equipped to help them get it? That is your statement of consequence. Another way to think of this, if you want to get visual with it, is real simple. That statement of agreement is, what does a brighter day tomorrow look like? But what are the current storms that you have to overcome to get there? And therefore, how are you there with the umbrella to help them get it? So what you might want to do is take a quick screenshot of this screen right here. Go and write your and, but, therefore. Get it down and then jump in to the next video, because the next video is going to test you how well you did on that ABT and take you a little bit deeper on how to make it even more powerful. All right, so have some fun with it, and I will see you in ABT 201.
Those CEOs that can tell stories are the ones who grow revenues faster and have more compelling companies. But most CEOs suck at telling stories. Therefore, I'm teaching the ABT, and that's why Parcal is my go-to resource.
The ABT gets right to the point. For sales, there's just nothing like it. I have used it with many of the people that I coach and work with, and it has changed their messaging completely. There's just nothing like it. It's great for sales, but it's great for anyone who has to communicate an idea very concisely. And for people who need to catch attention, it's very, very useful to learn how to use the ABT method.
Once I started using the ABT, I really started to understand the power of it. Taking years and years of storytelling knowledge, which is his expertise, and getting it concise and getting it down to just this really simple fundamental structure, it helps you take these complex stories that you're trying to tell your client and make them simple. And when it's simple and it's understandable, that's when the client really gains a whole level of trust in what you're doing. The ABT is that structure to make that happen.
Well, how did that go for you? You just got through ABT 101, learning about the three forces of story of agreement, contradiction, and consequence, which is at the heart of every ABT. And I can tell you, after 20 plus years of coaching and teaching on business storytelling, all persuasive, compelling, influential business storytelling starts with the ABT. You get this down, you build your narrative intuition around setup, problem, resolution. It will completely revolutionize how you communicate. But there's more. Welcome to ABT 201, the ABTs of Agile Communications, and where our first video was about speed to meaning, because that's what the ABT gives you, this is about speed to influence. Now, as we build out the ABT, I just want you to remember these three things. That sunny weather that's just around the corner, the butt of the thunderstorm that is standing in the way of us getting there, and then how you are there uniquely equipped to help them get what they want. Now, I'm not making up this ABT thing. It's been around really since the beginning of recorded storytelling. And then I got a chance to introduce it to this character, Christopher Lockett, who is a legendary Silicon Valley marketer. He had me on his podcast about 6 months ago. It's the first time I introduced him to the ABT, and it has completely revolutionized what he does. Now, he's written this fabulous book called Play Bigger, which is all about category design around branding. And so he is one of the world's leading experts on really understanding how to take a complex brand message, simplify it, and then get your people to react to it. This is what Christopher thinks of the ABT now.
So you gave me a gift with the ABT. You know, in category design, we have this thing called a POV, a point of view. And it is simply structured very similarly to that of the ABT. It's so simple, you can't imagine how profound it is. In a point of view, it goes like this. Nobody buys a solution until they have a problem. And so a point of view starts with articulating, framing, naming and claiming a problem. Well, we can relate to that problem. That then sets up the solution. And when people understand the problem slash opportunity, then they become interested in the solution. And then, of course, the third piece from a POV perspective is how your product or service or your idea, for that matter, you might not be actually marketing or selling anything, bridges the gap between the problem slash opportunity and therefore the solution. Okay, so with all that said, why do I love the ABT? Here is a simple, insanely powerful way to write an instant POV. And that's why the and, but, and therefore model is pure genius. It allows you to relate to people. Then it gives them the but, which tees up the problem. And then the therefore, which points the way to the different future, aka solution. And so it's pure genius. and it's easily rememberable. And if you start to play with it, as I have since you taught it to me, just like anything else, you develop some prowess with it, starts working. You're like, wow, it's almost weird how this works.
So I just love that anecdote because, again, here is a very seasoned Silicon Valley marketer, had never heard of the ABT up until about 6 months ago when I shared it with him on his podcast. And then the very next day, Christopher sent me this screenshot of a tweet that he had done right after I was on his podcast. And it reads, "Most entrepreneurs would love to design a new category and build a billion-dollar business. But there is so much startup BS on Twitter, it's hard to know who to listen to. Therefore implied, meet David Sachs, he knows a few things." And then this led over to Christopher's website. But here's the thing, the very first time he's ever used an ABT in all of his social media, which he does a lot of, check out the engagement. In just under 8 hours, he had over 60,000, almost 61,000 engagements with this particular post. Now, is it because he used the ABT? Might be. It's the only time he used it. How about you go and try and do a Twitter post or a LinkedIn post using an ABT? It's a fabulous place to practice. And by the way, now that you're aware of the ABT, you are going to start seeing it everywhere. It's a little bit like the arrow in the FedEx logo. Did you know that it was there? There it is. Now that you see it, you can't unsee it. Well, the ABT is the same way. You are going to see it used everywhere. In email campaigns, LinkedIn campaigns, you're going to see it in the New York Times, NPR, music, lyrics. I mean, it is that prevalent. So let's jump in and take you into a little bit deeper dive on the whole entire ABT framework. So in session one, you learned about the and, but therefore, and that's where everything starts. Now, as Christopher says, you want to frame, name, and claim what you're talking about in your ABT using a singular narrative. So we're going to frame the message up top in our statement of agreement, and it's going to start in the ordinary world of your audience. What is it they want? And, of course, you're going to raise the stakes, why it's important to them. So you are framing the story with a shared vision with them, right? Now, we have found this little causal tool to be fabulous to work with our cause and effect limbic brain. It's called the if-then tool, and it works really well to help you get super clear on if you do this, then this bright outcome is going to look like this. It brings more specificity to your ABTs, and the power of storytelling rests in the specifics. I'm going to show it to you in just a minute how I use the if-then clause in almost all my ABTs. You don't have to use them everywhere, but they're great to use. Number two, so you're going to frame the story. You are going to absolutely name the problem. In fact, when I write ABTs, this is quite often the very first place I'm going to start is write down my problem statement. What problem am I working on or going to be solving for? And then I go back and frame the story with my statement of agreement, share that, then name the problem, and of course, then we'll ultimately claim my call to action on how I can help. So in the naming of the problem, there's this fabulous word, because. Again, it plays to our pattern-seeking, cause and effect, decision-making brain. But you don't have this because of this. So now we are getting more specific, and we are setting up our storytelling in the order that our limbic brain loves it the most. Finally, we're going to get to and claim the therefore, that statement of a consequence, how we can be there to help. And this is the last little causal tool we use. This is the what, how. So what happens quite often in your therefore statement is you will lead with your brand. Therefore, let me help you do this. And you want to just switch it. You want the what to be the problem that you're solving for. The how is how you are going to solve it. So the brand always comes in at the very last clause of an ABT. Does that make sense? Let's take a look at it in action. And I'm going to go back to that cold outreach I got from RingCentral on LinkedIn. And again, you can think of this as either a LinkedIn cold outreach, or this could very well be an email too, so you can see the application of the ABT on either side. But I'm not going to read the left. We've been through that. I'm not even going to read the right. Let's just dive right into this. Let's go back through it. So here's what I did with the ABT to bring more specificity and clarity to it without adding length to it. So your phone system is critical to your success. And if it's easy for your IT team to manage across the globe, then your team will be more productive. The if-then clause is a fabulous way to bring that specificity and to really frame the whole story, as Christopher Lockhead had talked about. Now let's move to the buts. But your phone system is clunky because you're shackled with old technology that hangs up productivity. Because is this wonderful pivot cause and effect word that, again, our pattern seeking cause and effect limbic brain loves. So this is a way too to make sure that we stay specific on what we're talking about. Your phone system is clunky because of this, and here's why it is. So we are answering that question that our readers are asking themselves basically internally. Why is it clunky? Because I'm shackled with old technology that's hanging up productivity. So let's go to the therefore. Help your people successfully answer opportunities. That is the what we're talking about. The what is not ring central. The what is these opportunities for more advanced telephony to make your people more productive. The how then comes in as ring central. How? We provide industry-leading reliability and security for such companies as SoFi, Medallia, and Carvana. There you can see these tools in action. The if-then clause, the word because, which sets up why this is happening, and then, of course, the what-how, making sure that you stay in order. The what is always about the problem that you are solving for. The how is how you solve that problem. One more example from last video. Let's go back to my ABT that sets up this whole thing. As a leader, you want to connect deeply with your audiences. And if you use storytelling, then you will excite them to action. You're starting to see it now, aren't you? But most executives don't engage as they might because storytelling is hard in our noisy, logic-driven world. Therefore, immediately hook in your prospect's primal brain where all their real buying decisions are being made, with the agility of the ABT narrative framework. So there you have it. You've already spotted them, but I'm going to call them out. There's your if-then. There's your because. What is to immediately hook into your prospect's primal brain? How is with the agility of the ABT narrative framework? Now, what I did here, I write these. I've got this, you know, first end up with these big, long ABTs that we're going to talk about in the next video and how to overcome that. Here, though, I'm looking for what is my singular narrative? Well, it's all about connection, and I frame that up right up top. As a leader, you want to connect deeply with your audience. So I'm framing. Now I'm going to name the problem. But most executives don't engage. Another way of saying that they're not connecting as they might be able to. Therefore, hook into your prospect's primal brain. So you want to connect. You're not connecting. Let me show you how you're going to connect using, of course, the and, but, therefore. Now let's get you set up to show you how you are going to evolve from ABT 101 and into ABT 201. In ABT 101, you named your audience, what is it that they want, and of course, why it is important to them. You also then answered, but why don't they have it? What are the obstacles you help them overcome? Therefore, how are you uniquely equipped to help them get it? So that's ABT 101, and you know that that is powerful. If you do nothing else with this course than just to apply that right there, your messaging is going to be way more powerful, way more influential, way more persuasive. But now let's take you into ABT 201. You're going to start with the same thing. Name your number one audience, what they want, and if they get it, then this is the positive outcome. It's kind of the general way that I say this. That's when you drop in your if-then. So you've really framed the ABT in the story that you are sharing here. Now let's go to name it. But they don't have what because of what. We are going to name that problem by using the clause of because they don't have this, or they're having this frustration, or life is terrible because of this. You can see how it just naturally pops out of my mouth and it pops into their mind. Use that because to help make your but statement even that much stronger. And then finally, therefore, what does success look like and how will you help them achieve it? And you notice that the you is at the very end of the last clause of the therefore statement. you always want to place your audience at the center of the story. You're going to put them right up front. You're going to frame the story in your statement of agreement. You are going to name the problem and use that little word because to really anchor it home. And then you are going to claim the solution and what a brighter tomorrow is going to look like for them for how you can help them get there. Their what versus the how. I know it's a lot to think about, so let's just go back to the rudiments, ABT 101. And, but, therefore, your agreement, contradiction, consequence. Then you're going to really frame that by dropping in the if-then clause after your and. You are going to name the problem and use the word because to really anchor it, and you're going to claim the solution, what the problem is and what a brighter tomorrow looks like through you, how you are going to do it. So use this, write another ABT or add to the ABT that you've already got. Go ahead and email it to me if you like for a little coaching, park@businessofstory.com. Be happy to help you out there. And I will see you in the next video, ABT 301, where we are going to put the big bow on your ABT crafting and how you can make your ABTs stand out louder and clearer than anything else you've ever done. I'll see you then.
Samantha Scholl here, Entrepreneur Program Manager for the Better Business Bureau. And Park, I am just reaching out today to say thank you. Thank you so much for your thought leadership. Your Business of Story training, with the emphasis of the ABTs of storytelling, has helped 160 businesses. Yes, can you believe we've graduated 160 businesses so far? And it is thanks to you that those businesses now feel confident telling their story. They understand how to use their story to increase revenue, make that impact that they really, truly need.
When I found the ABT and how simple it was and how applicable it was, it completely changed the game for me. And I've been able to implement story now into social media posts, texts, emails, conversation, and it's just greatly increased my ability to communicate and persuade for the things that I really, really care about.
It is probably the most powerful communications tool in my toolbox. You know, the A, setting the scene, the B, the tension, the T, the resolution. It sets me up for success every single time.
I think the ABT is the most brilliant, simple framework that creates an amazing impact. And what I found is that those CEOs that can tell stories are the ones who grow revenues faster and have more compelling companies.
I found the ABT method, also known as the N but therefore method, through Park Howell and the Business of Story. So now my communications are clear, they're concise, and memorable.
I can tell you with certainty, the ABT process that you taught me is by far the most effective and the fastest way to get to message clarity.
This model, so simple but so powerful at the same time, the and, but, and therefore, just unbelievable how everything changes when you use it.
And that's why the and, but, and therefore model is pure genius. It allows you to relate to people, then it gives them the but, which tees up the problem, and then the therefore, which points the way to the different future, aka solution. And so it's pure genius.
Welcome back. All right, you've been through the first two courses, ABT 101 for speed to meaning, ABT 201 for speed to influence. Now we're going to look at ABT 301 for speed to impact. And even though you've had to take in a lot about the ABT, I want you to remember you can always go back to that simple and, but, therefore. Use the three forces of story for your benefit. And then when you feel comfortable, start using the if-then clause, that word because in your problem statement, because it's so important. And then finally, the what, how, to make sure that you have your content in the right place. So let's jump into a couple more examples before I show you ABT 301. One of my favorite examples to share is with Sharp Electronics. About a year ago, I was doing a virtual training with them on the ABT for 120 of their sales and marketing people. And you know what I do now is I simply go to one of their homepages or one of their landing pages and take a look at the copy and then revise it using the ABT. Let's take a look at theirs here. I won't read the whole thing, but you're going to get the drift. For years, Sharp Document products and solutions have been earning high praise and prestigious awards from leading MFP testing organizations. For Sharp, this represents more than just an accumulation of accolades, blah, 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 blah. So what are some of the mistakes they're making here? They have all the right content. Number one, it's out of order. Number two, this is all about Sharp. They have placed themselves as the brand at the center of the story. And number three, they've done nothing to truly connect with their audience as far as what do they want in the world, but why don't they have it? Therefore, how is Sharp there to help them get it? So take a look at, see and feel the difference it makes when we take their content, revise it using an ABT. Shorter runs, quicker turnaround times, complete control over your in-house printing. It's what you want. But your productivity is currently stuck on pause. Therefore, Sharp Digital MFPs and copier printers will have you printing like a pro with our industry-leading innovation, user-friendly design, outstanding reliability, unsurpassed security, and boundless expandability. So you can see it in action, right? It's written from the customer's point of view. What do they want and why is it important to them? But why don't they have it? Therefore, how is Sharp uniquely equipped to help them get it? Now, the great bit about this story is the day after I did this presentation to them, a guy, one of their senior sales managers, took this exact ABT, put it into a sales presentation, went back over to a client he had been trying to close for about 4 months, was getting nowhere. And he said he could feel it in the room when he started with this ABT, how they perked up and were all about it. And he landed the contract that day. Now, he said the only thing he did different was add the ABT to a sales presentation. So that is a testament to some pretty tremendous ROI around the ABT. Let's take a look at some other uses. This is Wesleyan Greer. She is a sales consultant, and she is like many sales consultants, hundreds of thousands of them out there, a commodity, unless she dials in her brand story. Here's what we did for her and her brand story using the and but therefore. You are a CEO of a STEM company. Wow, she's really identified her number one audience. And you have tremendous opportunity for growth. But sales have stagnated because your underperforming sales leader has the wrong skill set to ensure predictable revenue. Therefore, you can upskill your people to hit quota monthly through my sales leadership blueprint developed from my knowledge of the scientific process specifically designed to help STEM companies grow. So Wesleyan was a scientist herself and was working in the science and research world when she found sales, fell in love with sales, and has made a wonderful career out of it. But we were looking for that core differentiator for her and her story, and that is that she brings the whole concept of the scientific process specifically designed to help STEM companies grow. Now, this all led to her tagline, or you could even say her unique value proposition, and that is the science of selling STEM. So Wesleyan was great. She had her number one audience in mind, wrote an ABT specifically to them. What is the main problem that she's going to solve on their behalf, and how is she uniquely equipped to do that for them? ABT is a wonderful way to really define your core brand statement, brand story, and even your unique value proposition. Here's another fun example that came out of a course that I did earlier. This was a water treatment company down in Mexico, and they sent me their ad after doing the ABT and how much impact it had. You're building your dream home and creating your Baja lifestyle, but your water is contaminated. Therefore, waterways Baja. So you can see how this whole ad is set up as an ABT and how, man, they just hit you right over the head with it. It's a marvelous example of the ABT and what it will do for you. What it does is actually reveals these two story truths. And that is, number one, you are not the center of your story. Your audience is. You and your brand, product, or service always play the more important role of mentor or guide to your audience. Story truth number two is your story is not about what you make, but what you make happen in your audience's life. Let me introduce you to one last person here, and it's my good friend, Dr. Randy Olson. Dr. Olson is a Harvard PhD evolutionary biologist turned Hollywood filmmaker, produced 3 documentaries on climate change and global warming, but more importantly, has written like 7 books teaching scientists what he has learned from Hollywood to be able to communicate their big ideas. All of Randy's work now revolves around the Ant Button, therefore, which I learned from him back in 2013 in his second book called Connection. Randy and I became fast friends because when I saw the ABT and how he was using it in the science and academic world, I recognized it as a brilliant messaging device for complex messages in the branding world, in the sales, marketing, and leadership world. So over the last decade, he and I and some others have been doing a lot of work in building out the ABT. And we've got a book now that Randy and I co-authored called The Narrative Gym for Business, which is like your little handy guide as you are crafting your ABTs. Keep it by your side. It's like with Strunk and White's Elements of Style is to writing, The Narrative Gym for Business is to the creation and the frameworks for how you write, for how you tell your stories. Now, in all the work, one of the things that Randy taught me was this idea over and over again about the single narrative and how important it is. He points to Theodosius Dobzhansky, who wrote this legendary paper about evolution in biology, and he titled it, this is back in the day, several decades ago, here's the title, Nothing in Biology Makes Sense Except in the Light of Evolution. There's his singular narrative. So we use this Dobzhansky template to try to find the single narrative in our ABTs. What is it all about? What's that one thing? So here's ABT 301 and how we do that. So first, there are 3 forms of the ABT, and you're probably already experiencing it. The first form is, we call it the informational form. It's usually long, convoluted, has several narratives going on. It's not concise, but it can actually be compelling. This is the natural way of writing. You're getting all of your thoughts down, right? And then you're going to go in and start editing it. But when you look at it, you're probably going to see 2 or 3, maybe even 4 different narratives going on. So what you want to do is start with the problem. Really, what is that one problem that you are solving for? That helps get you to your singular narrative. And so we do this by creating a conversational ABT. I mean, it is so short, it almost feels vacuous. It is extraordinarily concise, but not particularly compelling. But what it does do is help you identify your single narrative. And I'm going to show you that in a minute. Finally, you bring these two together in a little bit like Goldilocks, you end up with the one that's just right. It's both concise and it's compelling. And when you go through this process of taking that long informational ABT, boiling it down to a really super concise single narrative, and then building out your final, you will find that singular narrative. Let me give you an example of it in action. So here's an informational type of ABT that I could have wrote leading into the ABT that I started this entire program with. And as you start reading through it, you can see it's kind of long, convoluted, and it has a lot of different things going on. As a leader, you want to grow revenue, and it's essential to connect with your prospects to convert them into lifelong customers who love your product or service and are happy to share it with other people through word-of-mouth marketing. So here, what are we talking about? Okay, growing revenue, connecting with people. Are they going to be sharing it around? You got word of mouth marketing. So I got a lot of different stuff going on here. But it's a crowded, noisy world out there, and your messages aren't getting through, so you're not growing as quickly as you like because you're not being heard. So I've got stuff out of order here, and I got a lot of different things happening in that one problem statement. Therefore, use storytelling to hack through the noise and hook the hearts of your audience so you can connect with your audiences on a deep level that will help you move them to action as happy customers. So you can see what I'm doing here. It goes on and on and on, and we all do this. We start with this. Fine. That's what you're supposed to do. Don't feel bad if you got a big, long, clunky ABT. Here's what you do next. You go to the conversational ABT. What am I actually talking about? That if I was to start a presentation in a room of 5,000 people that knew nothing about me and knew nothing about the product or service I was going to talk about, if I shared this one conversational ABT, they would all be on board and know exactly what I'm talking about. For instance, you need to connect with your audiences, but you're not connecting. Therefore, connect every time with the ABT. They're going to sit there and go, oh my goodness, all right, Park, this presentation, your ABT, your story is all about connection. Then we go to the final ABT, which you've seen now a few times. I won't read through it, but you know how it works. It's boiled down, and I use then the if-then clause, the because word in there, make sure that my content is in the right order and what, how. So my singular narrative, of course, is all about connection. You want to connect deeply, but most executives don't engage. Therefore, I immediately hook into your prospect's primal brain. But you can see how it all came together, starting with that big, long, convoluted one to the short, concise one that gets me to what my singular narrative is. And I can even use the Dobzhansky template here. Nothing in this story, ABT, makes sense except in the light of connection. It's all about connection. You bring it all full circle, and this is what it looks like, the whole ABT framework. That's ABT 101, 201, 301. You are going to frame the story with your and, you are going to name the problem with your but, and you are going to claim the solution with how you are uniquely equipped to help them get it. But here's the thing. In all of this, and even though you've been through all three videos, if you're still having troubles with it, just boil it down to this. The and, but, therefore. That shiny day that's around the corner tomorrow, the inclement weather we have to overcome right now, and therefore how you are uniquely equipped for your audiences to help them get what they want out of life. All right, final little quiz here for you. Where is the only place an ABT is truly effective? As I go through this list, be checking them off in your mind if you think it'll work there or not. Number one, to focus your presentations. To kick off a virtual meeting with a bang. Craft more compelling emails that actually get a response. Elevate your LinkedIn bio to grab attention. Dramatically increase engagement with your tweets. Frame short and sweet stories on your Instagram posts. Generate more Facebook fame. Overcome objections. Persuasively state your case in contract negotiations. Confidently cut to the chase when your boss only gives you 5 minutes to sell your idea. Create a common storytelling language to easily amplify the impact of your team. Clarify a complex message in long-form communications. All of the above and the two below. Bridge the gap between marketing hyperbole and the sales stories that actually work. And finally, get your kids to eat their peas. Now, if you checked all of the above and the two below, you are a winner because you can use the ABT everywhere. It is a messaging marvel that takes complex messages, simplifies them, and makes sure that they land the first time in under 15 seconds. Here's the trick. The ABT seems so simple. You got it. You can run with it. But you know what? It takes practice, practice, practice. So that's my job now, is to encourage this practice. We began this entire course talking about the different narrative frameworks, and we were starting, of course, with the ABT because that's where you build your narrative intuition. Once you've got that down, all the rest of the storytelling becomes much easier and it's much more impactful. And in fact, we even have award achievements for each one of these levels as you level up and become a more powerful and gifted storyteller. By going through this course, you can earn the ABT Achievement Badge. Here are the two prerequisites to that badge. Number one is you have to have watched all three videos. And if you're this far along, well, congratulations, you've already accomplished that task. Number two is write at least one ABT and email it to me so that I can provide you with added value coaching. That way, I know you've been through the entire course and I will be happy to provide you with your ABT Achievement Badge. Now, because it's practice, 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 here are three other things that you can do every single day. Because I think of the ABT as your storytelling dumbbell. It's something that you want to curl every single day to strengthen your storytelling skills. Number one, write three emails every day that start with an ABT. Look, you got to write these emails anyways, or maybe you're a big-time texter. You're doing it anyways. Write ABTs. Use it as a workout room, as a gym, as a playground for you to build your narrative intuition with the ABT. Number two, go out and teach to people how to use the ABT, people that have not been exposed to this course. I learned teaching for 5 years at Arizona State University in a master's program all about storytelling, that you don't know what you don't know until you actually articulate it, go out and teach somebody else. So go and teach two people how to use the ABT. Finally, craft one ABT for a significant communication challenge or opportunity you have at hand, or maybe it's a sales call or presentation, something that's on your plate this week that's rather significant. Start out, get yourself focused, and see if you can't write an ABT all about that. Email it to me so that you can win the badge. I would love to give you the ABT achievement badge, and then we can talk about how you earn the other ones as you level up as a storyteller. Thank you so much for taking the course. If you have any questions at all, shoot me a note. And the one last thing that I want you to remember in all of this, as you become a more confident, compelling, influential communicator through the power of story, remember that the most potent story you'll ever tell is the story you tell yourself. So make it a great one. Thanks so much for being here. Story on, my friend.